Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
If the month was full on Dimitrov, then the feast of Saint Demetrius, Saint Dimitri in Bulgarian, celebrated each year on October the 26th, hives would be full of honey. This is one of the numbers of divinations performed on this day. On this day, people also tried to tell what the winter would be or whether the year would be successful. One of the Christian biggest feasts, Dimitrovden, is also linked to a number of ancient customs, showing how pagan folk rituals in the past were given new Christian meaning. We are to tell you about some of these customs during today's folk studio by Albena Bezuska. The Bulgarians call the whole month of October Dimitrovsky, which means it belongs to Saint Demetrius. In the past, all hut workers received salaries on this day, and they celebrated the end of the summer work. That is why the day is sometimes called Raspust, meaning letting go. In the past, workers used to be hired on May the 6th, St. George's Day, and their work ended on October the 26th. There were people who used to hire workers for the whole year, from Dimitrovden to the next Dimitrovden. If one agreed, they could not leave, and that is why people hoped their employer would be a good and generous person. That is also why old people say some are freed on Dimitrovden, while others become slaves. According to folk belief, St. George and St. Demetrius are twin brothers. Their feasts mark important transitions. St. George brings the summer months, and winter comes with St. Demetrius. It is said that in the night of Dimitrov then the sky opens and the saint becomes patron of the snow and cold. He shakes his white beard and snows start falling. One of the divinations related to the nature of winter was performed with the help of cows. It may sound strange for the modern people, but in the past people took a cow outside and waited for the animal to lick some part of its body. This way they could say which will be the coldest months of winter, depending on which part of its body the cow licks. During the month of St. Demetrius, village feasts are organized. There is a custom popular in southeastern Bulgaria, where on Monday before Petkov Den, October the 14th, a village feast is organized, but only the senior members of the community took part in it. In the same region, a custom called Kokoshka Tsirkva, or Hen's Church, exists. The housewives in the village used to cook hens in a big cauldron, and then the whole village gathered at a special place near an old church or consecrated ground to have a feast. Before starting to eat, women gave bread to everyone, thus celebrating the spirit of God. According to Bulgarian folk beliefs, the day following the feast of St. Demetrius is called Mishinden or Mouse Day. This is the day when the Orthodox Church venerates St. Nista. It is clear that Mishinden is a custom with deep pagan roots. Mice were a major scourge for the farms and people associated mice with demonic forces. On Mouse Day, women should neither knit nor weave, and they should keep shut all chests in the house. Housewives also spread mud on the floor near the hearth while keeping their eyes nearly closed, believing this would make mice blind and they would not do harm.
Желто сажито любе насипа, руйно са вино налива. Малки само ми любе годняка, години са женека. А ше женик ли любе проводя, женик ли с желта баклица. Ти да им любе порти отвориш, отвориш да ги посрещнеш. Бъклица любе да ми напиеш, китката да си проводиш.
Dimitrov Den is one of the biggest Christian faiths in Orthodox Bulgaria. People bearing the names of Dimitar, Dimitrina, Dimo, Mitra, etc. celebrate on this day. Feasts and festivals are organized in a number of towns and villages across the country. According to traditions, dishes with ram meat or rooster meat are served if the one who celebrates is a man. Handmade dishes are served if a woman celebrates her name day. Roasted pumpkin or apples and apple pie are also consumed.
Yeah.